Former Bradenton GOP State Senator John McKay has tried a couple of different times to have many of Florida's sales tax exemptions reviewed as a way of bringing fairness and equity into the tax structure. Now, as a member of the state's Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, he's trying again. On Friday, McKay filed a proposed state constitutional amendment with the commission that could cut property taxes up to 45% by eliminating some of those sales tax exemptions that mostly benefit businesses.
Approximately $100 billion worth of sales taxes are not collected because of exclusions and exemptions. Most of those exclusions and exemptions are very good ideas, and we ought to continue to have them. But there are a lot of them that couldn't stand the light of day, and I fully expect when you tell the legislature you got to get rid of $15 billion of them, they're going to go after the ones that are the most egregious. And they'll have approximately 8 months after the constitutional amendment passes to achieve that objective.
As president of the Florida State Senate earlier this decade, John McKay tried to have the legislature review the seemingly arbitrary tax exemptions that some businesses enjoy, while others do not. But McKay always faced resistance, both inside the legislature and even outside it, with the citizens initiative group that he heads called Fairness Against Inequities in Rates, or FAIR. But McKay says the need for fairness when it comes to property tax reform will allow his proposal to be viewed with a different perspective now.
When I've spoken in the past on my previous proposals to Mr. and Ms. Smith and Mr. and Ms. Jones, they've always, to a great degree, always agreed with the proposal you shouldn't have special interest exemptions. But unfortunately, getting that through the legislature or fighting those special interest groups has always been difficult. They're usually very well equipped, both financially and from a personnel perspective, to effectively mount a case against fairness in the interest of their clients. I think what's a little different this time is that Mr. and Ms. Smith and Mr. and Ms. Jones ought to be more energized because this proposal will allow them to see a very significant, almost 50% cut in their property taxes. So it's more than just question of fairness and equity to them. It's a monetary issue, and there's absolutely no reason that the average Floridian should be paying the high rate of property taxes they're paying, so the fat cats can avoid sales tax on their skyboxes at professional sports stadiums.
Kurt Winner is director of tax research at Florida Tax Watch, the nonpartisan research group that tracks taxation and public policy issues in the state. He says that, although he hasn't seen the final proposal yet, overall Tax Watch supports McKay's goal.
Well, we agree that there's a need to review sales tax exemptions periodically because, you know, you got to make sure that the reason you passed them is still a good reason today. And we also think that there's some potential in the idea of using it to bring down school property taxes. We've suggested that in the past, using sales tax to do that.
One provision in previous versions of Senator McKay's proposal that Tax Watch does not support is a sunset on sales tax exemptions. Again, the group's director of tax research, Kurt Winner.
A sunset thing would say that unless the legislature reenacts something, it will be taxed. That's a different approach. We think that if you're going to raise taxes, the legislature needs to vote on the individual tax. But this way, the legislature could do nothing, and there'd be a big tax increase. And, you know, there's also the opportunity for unintended consequences because one or two key legislators want to hold up a bill that would reenact something, they could do that.